This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate story of this Monday is groceries, specifically groceries and big box stores. Target is planning to overhaul its grocery business to make it seem a little more, how shall I say, Target-ish. The Wall Street Journal reports the retailer is going to de-emphasize some of the big processed foods brands like Corn Flakes and Campbell Soups and try to appeal more to consumers' growing interest in fresh, natural, and more specialty kinds of food items. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
Several years ago, Target made a big push into the grocery business, the idea being that people have to buy groceries, right? So they'll show up for milk and cereal and then buy other, more expensive stuff. But Sean Naughton, an analyst with Piper Jaffray, says Target's grocery business didn't exactly soar.
In terms of the success that they've had in doing that, I would say it's been mixed so far.
To improve those results, Target wants to capitalize on new trends among consumers. They increasingly want organic foods or ones with simple ingredients that seem natural, the stuff on the periphery of the store, not the processed foods at the center. Here's Brian Yarbrough, an analyst with Edward Jones.
Natural and organics has been growing, you know, mid-teens now for, you know, 8 to 10 years. And the center of the aisle, the cereal, the chips, the cookies, the crackers, I mean, you know, they're barely growing. The soups of the world, they're barely seeing volume growth at all.
Yarbrough says it makes sense for Target to push more towards natural and organics and go after shoppers like Doug Waxon. I met him outside a high-end grocery store in St. Paul, Minnesota, where he was buying his lunch. But he says you would probably find him more frequently at Target these days.
My wife's kind of discovered recently that they're starting to carry more things that she normally gets at Whole Foods or a co-op, like some higher quality frozen lunch items and things like that. Seems like that's something that they've kind of got better at recently.
As Target markets more to those tastes, analysts say the big processed food companies are going to find less shelf space at Target unless they boost their own natural and organic offerings. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.